Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
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 Yes, Angela?
Yes, this is Angela.
Yeah. Hi, it's Stuart. I'm Adrian's husband and producer. So I have you on the air,
hi.
And you sound good. So let me go get
okay.
Adrian, and you guys can get started, okay?
Great. I've had some lawnmowers around the house, and I'm praying to God that that's finished now.
I don't hear anything in the background.
Great.
Okay, so hang on. We're going to be doing four segments. Adrian will tell you about it, but we're doing four segments.
Okay.
Two of them about 8 minutes, and two of them about 11 minutes, and that's it. In
okay.
between, you'll talk.
All right, beautiful.
Adrian will do all the prep, so just hang on, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Angela. Adrian's on her way.
Hmm?
Adrian's coming up. She's here. Come on.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you? I know you're doing a Northeastern tour.
I am. Right now, I am in Pennsylvania in the Northeast suburbs of Philly.
Okay, sounds good. So we're not on yet. Let me just tell you how this works.
Sure.
When we're ready, I'm going to tell our producer, and he's going to start music. We have to be quiet for a few seconds, and he's going to start the music. I'm going to introduce the show, and then I'm going to ask you questions, and we'll talk. At the end of each segment, we have four segments. Music starts to play again. Now, you won't know when that's going to happen, but I know. And if you're in the middle of a sentence or something, I may even have to cut you off. But if you happen to hear music at the end of each segment, just, you know, round up your sentence, because in a couple of minutes, they're going to toss it out to commercial. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
But you shouldn't. Usually I start to talk, and I know when it's coming. So anyway,
okay.
It was a wonderful session. I had a terrific time.
Thank you. I'm so
and
glad.
So let me tell you how we're going to do this. As I say, we have four sessions, and the first one I think is 8. Our listeners are older, more or less the age of the people that were there. And they kind of grew up, maybe even invented this concept of New Age, affirmations, journeys, you know, like that. But what you do in terms of the sound is maybe new to them and very understandable and interesting to them. The ancestral healing, that's going to be out there. But I want them to hear about it anyway. And we'll talk about your retreats, and I'll ask you to give your website and all that. So we're going to talk
Great.
About sound. We're going to talk about ancestral healing. We're going to talk about
mm-hmm.
your own, you know, personal journey at some point, like you told
mm-hmm.
us. Is there anything else you want to cover?
I guess that, I mean, that sounds, that all sounds really good to me.
Okay, and then in between each segment, we get a minute to talk. So if you come up with something that you say, oh, you know what, I really should have told her I wanted to cover this, you'll have three more chances to do that. Okay?
That's great. That's great. And so I just want you to be aware, I told your husband also, like, they've been mowing all around the house I'm staying in, and right now it's super quiet, and I hope it stays that way.
All right. If it doesn't, we'll have to tell everybody what they're hearing. Okay? We'll
yes,
tell them it's sound.
Sure.
We'll tell them it's sound healing. Okay.
Sound healing for the ground.
Okay, so I'm ready if you are. Stu?
I'm ready.
Oh, the only thing is, when you answer my questions, definitely answer. You're a good talker. Don't stint,
okay.
but stop, because otherwise I can't get another question and I have to keep interrupting you. We're ready.
Okay.
We're ready to go. Yeah, okay, go. 10 seconds of silence. Now, I hear that you're clearing your throat a lot. Do you need to go get water?
I have some right next to me.
She's got it. No, yeah, she's ready. Yeah, we're ready. Okay, we'll be quiet.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And now that we have the only syndicated radio show on successful aging, we also have a blog on successful aging. It's called Aging for Beginners, and it's very simple. You just go on your computer, you can go on your mobile phone, and you can take a look at Bottom Line Personal, one of the largest newsletters in the United States, and go on to my particular blog on successful aging. We just had a couple of articles on how to get rid of your stuff, what kind of grandparent are you, and, of course, the importance of making friends. So that's what this show is all about. It's about bringing you new kinds of people, new ideas in every aspect of successful aging. Now, most of our listeners are baby boomers, and we are, let's say, I'm going to take a little hubris here. I'm going to say we invented new age in our old age. The fact is that in the 60s and in the 70s, there was these massive movements, which they called new age, the press called it new age. We did affirmations. We said life is a journey, not a destination. And we started to look inward. And we brought in a lot of things like yoga, Eastern culture, meditation, things that weren't always in the lexicon of our parents in the 50s. Well, just like computers and just like cars, things evolve. And even these ideas of the journey within, like technology, get more refined and more advanced. And today we have one of the most advanced thinkers in the field of the inner journey. Her name is Angela Blue Skies, and she's going to be talking to us today about what's new in this outer and inner realm. We'll talk about sound healing, something that many of you have already experienced. I know that from the little notes you sent me on our website. And ancestral healing, which may be something brand new for you, maybe a little out there for you, but that's what we're here for. We're here to take a look at all that is new in the field of successful aging. So, Angela, thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you so much for welcoming me onto your show. I really am happy to be here.
All right, well, I'm going to start with the basics. Just the other day, I had the opportunity to be at a yoga retreat for a couple of hours, and you were doing a wonderful program on sound healing. Everybody walked out of there relaxed, happy, with clarity. So it was quite an experience, and I wanted you to be on our show because of that experience that I personally had. So let's start with that. I mean, if, we're going to talk about your journey in a moment, but first, set the stage. Just let's talk about sound healing, what you do, how it works, and some of the effects it can have on people who participate.
Well, thank you so much for asking these questions. I am called to offer sound healing because I see in our culture an epidemic of stress and illnesses related to stress. And as someone with a background as a musician, I understand that music can be so soothing to the soul and so calming. But I could see that it was necessary to create a new kind of experience for people that would really help them to sink in deeper. And so the work that I do using singing bowls and gong and flute and drum and my own voice and guitar is an experience that I create in order to really give people the opportunity to drop out of the mind and the busy, constant thinking that we tend to be overwhelmed with so often in our culture, and to sink into the present moment. It's like meditation, but the music takes you on a journey and really provides the space for rest and contemplation and relaxing in the mind and relaxing in the body and just being in touch with what's going on inside of you and what's going on in your world in a way that isn't going to be interrupted, at least for between 90 minutes and 2 hours.
And, you know, when you do this, you start by telling us that there's some scientific basis to this. It is not just something that was created through art. It's a combination of art and science. Give us a little bit of that scientific background, as you did for all of us.
First we'll say that I am not the most scientifically versed because that's not my background, but there is more and more research being done now about the ways that sound can help to reset the nervous system. And in terms of a stress response, a lot of us get triggered into fight or flight and we stay there and it becomes overtaxing on the nervous system. And this can contribute to anxiety and I would guess also depression and just being on all the time and being constantly in need of going somewhere or doing something or fixing something or figuring something out. And our bodies respond to that by taking energy away from the vital organs and from the necessary regenerative response in the body. And so sound healing, there's more and more beautiful research being done that shows just how, through the use of sound applied in a very particular way, it can help to drop the body out of that fight or flight in the moment and allow the visceral organs to start to regenerate themselves and to clear the stress hormones from the body. There's a wonderful doctor named John Bolio who uses tuning forks and has done a ton of research around using tuning forks and also chanting and toning with the human voice that actually causes the body to stop producing so many things like cortisol and to drop into producing chemicals that let the body relax. And from that place, we think clearer. From that place, we can heal from things, whether it be physical illness or emotional challenges. And so to me, that's such a beautiful fusion of art and true healing capacity.
Science. You know, I have a personal experience, and I'm going to attest to this to everybody listening. I've had a very tough 3 months. It started with a hospitalization for flu in January. It went on to my ceiling collapsing in my home so that we had to live in a residence for about 6 weeks. That's a long time. Lots of money flying out the door and a lot of other things. And I found myself not gaining any weight, but having a huge, huge middle. And the doctor said, well, that's cortisone. You're producing so much anxiety hormones. And I didn't want to take any drugs or pills of any type like Valium. I'm just one of those fanatics. I don't take things. So I did take an herb, which was for adrenaline help. It was amazingly helpful, and so was meditation, and so is sound healing. So this is quite scientific based, at least in my response. And before we leave, I give you a couple of minutes. One of the things in this sound healing that everybody was amazed at was the use of the gong. Explain that to us a little bit, what you do with that.
So the gong that I work with is a 26-inch Chinese chow gong. And the gong is something that people either love or they want to run away from. It's a very strong sound. And whereas most of the rest of the journey is very harmonious and melodic and soothing, the gong is a force. It's a very strong, abstract sound that some people liken to the sounds of outer space or the sounds of under the sea or the sounds of, I don't know, from science fiction movies. And it's so powerful because it helps to clear energy. And so the way that I create the sound journeys that I lead, we drop in deeper and deeper and deeper with song and music and other sounds like singing bowls and chimes. And then once the energy is flowing and things have been stirred a little bit, the gong creates this powerful force of sound that clears energy. And some people feel like the gong is getting in between their cells with the sound vibration. Some people feel like it's literally like being in a tidal wave and being washed over. And some people find it almost overwhelming, but they enjoy it. And that's because you can really feel how the sound is going through. Because it's such a strong sound, it tends to shut the mind off completely. And there's a principle called entrainment that is at play in this. Entrainment means the stronger force overwhelms the weaker force. And so just as in if you were to be in a room filled with grandfather clocks and all the pendulums were swinging at different speeds, if you were to come back the next day, they would all entrain with each other to swing in harmony with each other. And so the gong helps to clear all of the discursive chatter in the mind to bring us into the present moment of what we feel and who we are and clear anything that's ready to go. It did for us, too, I have to tell you.
I've spent some time in the East, Far East, and it brought me back to some of the lamaseries and some of the beautiful, most peaceful moments my life, including swimming in the South China Sea, and I think everybody had such a different, profound, and personal experience that we related to each other, but it was amazing how each human being lives in their own world, and this brings out different things with them. And we come back, we're going to find out more about Angela's retreats. We're going to find out more about how to get some of these wonderful sessions into your own life, and something a little bit new age in our old age. And that is ancestral.
You may think that I'm full
of it. This is new for you, so don't you go anywhere. You want to learn about
that. Doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, you are a very, very, very good talker. This is wonderful. So you can see already that the first part is done. That's how it flies by. So what's the next, how many minutes in the next session?
9 minutes.
9 minutes in the next session, okay? So we're going to start out the next session asking where they can find you, all right? So you're ready to give your website and everything. Then we're going to talk a little bit.
Do you want to know where I am geographically or just the website?
However you want them to find you.
Okay.
Whatever is good for them to find you. Now, we put all your contact information on the front page of our website next Wednesday. But first, you should have it here. Also, because then it disappears, you know, after a week, so they can hear you archivally.
Right.
Sort of. And then do you want to talk about your retreats first or the ancestral healing first?
I would say the ancestral healing is something that might take longer. So I don't know if you want to base it on timing.
All right. So let's talk about the retreats a little bit. And then we'll, maybe we can simply define ancestral healing. Do you do that in the retreats?
It's not the primary thing we're doing on the retreats, but I just got back from Costa Rica and we did include that, yes.
Okay, so good. Let's talk about the retreats first, because you say it's faster, and then we'll go on to ancestral healing. Okay, so we're ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy. appropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And once again, we are back. This is Adrian Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Let me do a little bit of housekeeping before we reintroduce Angela Blue Skies, and she's going to talk to us about ancestral healing, her wonderful retreat, a little bit more about sound healing, and her own personal journey. You know, we do believe ourselves to be the creator of all the world. There's a wonderful spoof by Chevy Chase called Thank You, and it's the millennials, our children, thanking us for all we brought to the world as baby boomers, fat chance. My daughter, who's 26, she doubles over with laughter when she hears the song. But the point is, we do think that we invented everything. And one of those things is inner journeys. Now, you know, forget the fact that it started millions of years ago with the cavemen and thousands of years ago with Chinese culture. No, it's all a baby boom thing. So today we have Angela Blue Skies with us, taking us a little bit deeper into the new world of inner journeys. And we'll talk to her in a moment. Housekeeping, don't forget to go to generationboldradio.com, generationboldradio.com, and send us your photos. Go to Ask Adrian, suggest guests, ask questions, listen to the archives of 4 years of wonderful shows. And our latest contribution to the field of aging is a blog. And this blog is published by Bottom Line Personal. You can go to Bottom Line Inc., and simply put in either my name, Adrian Berg, or Aging for Beginners. And that is my blog, Aging for Beginners. We're up and running, so let's get at it. Now, let's go back to Angela. Angela, when last we left you, we had begun to really understand the scientific and artistic and New Age aspects of sound healing. And I mentioned that you do retreats. You just came back from one. I mean, you are a practitioner of this, one of the best, in my opinion. Tell us a little bit about the retreats and what goes on there.
Absolutely. I'm actually just a couple of weeks back from our most recent retreat in Costa Rica, and it was so wonderful to be there, especially at the very end of the East Coast winter. So this is the fifth year I've been leading retreats, and in the previous 4 years, we've taken groups of people to the Sacred Valley of Peru. This year, we took people to the far south Pacific coast of Costa Rica and the Osa Peninsula. And in our retreats, we do deep personal transformative work, and we really use shamanic techniques and sound healing and shadow work to help people to look deeply into their lives and see what is blocking them, what are the wounds that they've been carrying since childhood, most likely, where are they stuck and wanting to move forward? Some people come because they're wanting to do deep physical healing and want to find the emotional or mental or even energetic roots to that. And it's been an amazing, amazing thing to be able to take small groups of people to these beautiful places to really step away from the busyness of daily life. And in Peru, we lead 11-day retreats. In Costa Rica, they're 8 days. And we provide people really strong support, as well as other holistic healing practitioners like massage and acupuncture to support the work. And it's amazing. In Costa Rica, the place where we just were, is an eco lodge that's completely off the grid, all solar, like we were eating the freshest food ever, right on the Pacific Ocean every single morning, every single day, all day, just with the ocean and the monkeys and the macaws and all the beautiful nature there. And so to leave behind normal American convenience and dependence on technology is healing in itself. But then to really take the time and set intentions about what would I really like to heal in my life? What would I really like to change? What is it that would bring me greater happiness? What is it that would bring healing to my family and to my relationships? It's beautiful.
I'm intrigued by the whole thing. I like Costa Rica, but it's generally when you go there, you're right. You go and you're going to kayak and you're going to climb and you're going to hike and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And by the time you finish going to this peaceful place, you're exhausted. So, So what you're bringing out here is very, very wonderful. And I hope one day to go.
Thank you.
So let's go to
I would
how
love
people
that.
Can find you. Yeah, I would too. Let's go to how people can find you, and then I'm going to get into something a little bit deeper. Tell
sure.
us your contact information.
Absolutely. My work as a sacred musician and sound healer can be found on my personal website, which is angelablueskies.com. And more information on our retreats can be found at heartofthemotherretreats.com. And that has all the information about both our Costa Rica retreats and our Peru retreats, as well as the interesting and deep methodologies that we're using in those places.
So when I said I was going to get a little bit deeper, and by the way, as always, folks, every one of our wonderful guests are featured on our website for at least a week, and then everything is archived. So if you didn't have a pencil and paper and you can't write down Angela's contact information, we'll repeat it again, so get your pencil and paper ready. But you'll also see it at generationboldradio.com. A little bit deeper in this sense. Some of what you're saying can scare people in this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to go inside. Sometimes we just don't want to know all the garbage that's in there. Is there a way of slowly getting into that? I know one way that you helped us with is the fact that we can, on your website, sign up for little sound sessions, and they're free of charge, little audios that you send. Because
absolutely.
I think people have to put a toe in this water. Do you find sometimes that they panic, or how has it been at these retreats?
Our retreats have been wonderful. Most of the time, the people who come to our retreats are really ready for change, and that's what they're looking for. And because we lead only small groups and it's very intimate, and there's tons of support, they feel safe to do that. But I will say that most of the people who come on these retreats are already looking for something powerful, and they've been on the path for a while. But people of all ages, on our last retreat, the youngest person was in her mid-20s, and I think the oldest person was probably approaching 65. And on other retreats, we've had people in all age ranges as well. The previous year in Costa Rica, we had a couple that came with us, and the woman had been suffering from short-term memory loss with Alzheimer's, and the couple wanted to really look at how she could be better supported in letting go of the emotional challenge of losing her memory. And it was amazingly beautiful to see the intention and the courage that both she and her husband had as they were approaching the work that we offer. But yes, that's sometimes
again,
a lot.
Angela. Yeah, Angela, I'm sorry, but always we have to get to the end of a session. It runs away with us. Quickly, give us your website one more time.
Absolutely. My personal website is angelablueskies.com, and there you can find lots of information on sound healing and sacred music. And the retreat website is heartofthemotherretreats.com.
And when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit about ancestral healing, which I know a bit about. But Angela mentioned the word, she said shadow healing. That's new to me, folks. We're going to find out about it. Don't go away.
Doesn't bother me not even a bit. I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da, da 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 da.
So I'm really fascinated by this. Still, we're ready for our next session. This one we're going to do completely on the ancestral healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit longer. It's 11 minutes, so we may be able to get in.
And I'm noticing.
Yeah,
I'm noticing we didn't actually get to mention the online sound journey, and I would love to share with that because you're right. It's a way for people to start exploring something that's not so scary.
Right. We'll start with that then, which is good.
Okay.
We're ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age, da-da-da-da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. And this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. We're here with Angela Blue Skies, and I don't want to waste another moment. Did enough home involvement telling you our website, generationboldradio.com, and what you can find there. But remember, if there's a guest or a topic, just go to Generation Bold Radio, go to Ask Adrian, and let us know what's of interest to you. Right now, what's of interest to me is the sound journeys that Angela Blue Skies, our sound healer and music shamanist, I will say, shaman, is with us. and we were worried a minute ago. We thought, gee whiz, you know, a lot of people may feel it's kind of frightening to go that deep inside, particularly to go on a retreat right away. And she explained to us that a lot of the folks that go into sound healing, ancestral healing, which we'll learn about, have been on journeys before. But your sound journey, which is free of charge, is one way to see if this is for you. Just tell us a bit about that.
Sure. So this is the fourth annual Mantra Medicine Journey that will begin just after Memorial Day weekend. And it's all done by email online. So people who are interested in exploring using sound as a tool for meditation and also as a tool for personal exploration and growth can sign up on my website, and for 3 weeks we'll receive daily emails with a guided meditation recording, exploring a different sound meditation each day. We'll work with simple mantras from the yoga tradition. We'll also work with chants and simple sacred songs from traditions around the world. And I try to have a lot of variety and to cover a lot of ground because different people like different things. And all of the meditations are less than 10 minutes long. And each day I also include information about the chant of the day or the practice of the day, and links to interesting articles about how using sound as a tool for meditation can be beneficial not only for personal growth, but also for your health and for stress. And it's just really fun as well. And there'll be people all around the world joining us each day and chanting, which is also beautiful because it creates so much positive energy around the world as we're all focusing on a single chant or mantra each day. So that's a wonderful way to start exploring something new. And we'd love to have anyone join that is called.
Well, that's wonderful. And once again, where is the website so that they can get started after
that's
Memorial Day?
Absolutely. That is angelablueskies.com, and you can find a link on the website for Mantra Medicine Journey, and just click there and sign up, and you'll start receiving emails on May 29th.
That sounds wonderful. Now, I did want to talk. I want to make sure that time doesn't run away with us. Ancestral healing. Now, again, many people who are listening understand sound journeys, have done singing bowls. Perhaps they meditate to some music or have guided meditation. It's not out of the wheelhouse of most of the people listening. Ancestral healing is something different. Explain a bit about that.
Absolutely. So ancestral healing is something that is actually super ancient, although it has changed a lot as our culture has moved away from the old earth-based spirituality roots. Every culture on the planet, original cultures anyway, had traditions of how they would honor the people as they died, and how they would honor the ancestors over time. As we honor our family members after they pass, it's a completely different kind of process. And so ancestral healing is a growing methodology in our Western culture that seeks to bring healing to some of the family wounds that we carry, that we don't know quite what to do with. And so I would invite any of your listeners to just pause for a moment and say, all right, is there something inside of me that is challenging in my life that doesn't feel like it's based on my own life experience, that it feels like it's deeper than that? And some people may explore this with past lives or exploring karma. And ancestral healing is distinctly different from that, but also seeks to look at the same things. Like, what is my relationship with my parents? What is my relationship with my grandparents? Are there certain dynamics that have happened over the generations in my family that are not beneficial? Also, are there certain gifts that I find that seem to come from my family? Like, is everybody in my father's side of the family a really great pianist, or are they really brilliant at sports or science or something? So ancestral healing really looks to clear away generations of pain and trauma and confusion and misunderstanding, and also to amplify the gifts and the blessings, the things that we carry that are wonderful. For example, like, I am a musician, and I do believe that I have several ancestors in the past few generations who were wonderful musicians. And I suspect that my dad would have also been a wonderful musician if he had had the training. And so to me, that's an ancestral gift that I've been very blessed to be able to spend my life cultivating. But also this healing is super powerful for the ways that we don't know how to have resolution with family issues. It can help to bring insight and balancing to those things.
You know, I just last night I volunteered at a place called Good Grief, and Good Grief is a place for children like myself, like I was when I was a kid, who lost their parent early in life, and in one particular little boy, both parents. So one of the things that Good Grief has done is very scientifically based, and it is called grief facilitation, is how to continue your relationship with the loved one that died. So when we talk about this, we talk about this on so many different levels. Ancestral healing is new to me, but staying connected with an ancestor is not. And we have rituals with this. I was called on to be the one to present the ritual yesterday. And when I had gone through my mother's papers, she was 92 when she passed, I found a little envelope. And in this envelope was the marriage license that she had, poem I wrote when I was 4, a letter from the principal when my father died, and of all things, from the year 1897, a paper from the United States government naturalizing her father as a U.S. citizen.
Wow.
And those are the things of a life. And it was so touching, so interesting to me, and very sad, too, because I miss her so much. What she thought was important to keep in this little envelope, and also a charm that I gave to my daughter that was given to her after 25 years of work, a little gold charm. So these were the things that were important to her. And it began for all of us in the room to bring us back into our ancestral journey, although we didn't call it that, as to what was important about the person that we lost. So there's so much depth to this and so much beauty. And before we go on to other topics, to other topics, once again, where can we find you? Because I think we all want to at least experience that sound journey. And if it's not for us, it's not for us. But, you know, you're reaching out. Tell us where to find you one more time.
Absolutely. So information on sound healing and ancestral healing can be found on my website, angelablueskies.com.
Right. Now, you know, this is a strange kind of show. I think anybody will attest to that. And not just because we're talking about new age types of things. We talk about cutting edge in the field of technology, in the field of cures, in the field of supplements, in the field of money. Believe it or not, money too evolves. And right now, one of the things that's evolving is Bitcoin. We may be going to a cashless society or an alternative online currency society. And one of the things we don't want to do as we grow older is to become stuck. We don't want to be stuck in our own pasts and what we grew up with only. We want to be a little bit current. That doesn't mean that we have to throw over what's great. We are the actually repositories of that kind of knowledge, wisdom, and information for the new generation. They could use a little bit of that, too. But let's not forget about intergenerationalism. I want to talk, when we come back in our next segment with Angela Blue Skies, about what shadow healing is, because she mentioned it, and it is a brand-new concept to me, so I'm interested to hear what that's all about. But what this really is to get you out of where you are right now, to get you moving forward. And there is no age limit to growth and progress. That's really the purpose of this show. And I'll finish this segment this way. At NYU, where I graduated from, at least the law school, there is something called the Age Incubator. And these are people, students, from all disciplines throughout the entire university that get together to look at aging in a new way, reimagine it for all of them. We'll do some of that for you in a moment when we come back with Angie. Let's go anyway.
For my age.
Okay, Stuart, this possibly be our last segment? I can't believe it. All right, so before we go on, tell me, you mentioned shadow healing. You mentioned it in the list of what you do at the retreats, but what is that? Mm-hmm. Just tell me.
Shadow healing is looking into the issues that we have. Especially in a new age movement, like there's so much focus on the light and living in love and light, but it sometimes pushes people to move away from the things that are dark and, emotional issues and stuck places. And so shadow healing is like, I mean, in psychology, they talk about the shadow and the darker side of that exists within every single one of us. The pain body is what we call it in shamanism. So that's what shadow healing is, looking at our issues.
and I won't ask you now, but will you be able to describe a technique after you say that? One of your techniques? You use a lot of techniques.
That would probably, I mean, I can try.
Okay.
But it's like a little more in depth.
All right. Okay. So we'll go on to other things. Now, since it's the last one, is there anything else you want to cover?
No, I'm just going to trust your flow.
Good.
Okay, so we are going. We're ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. Unbelievably, we are getting to our last segment. It doesn't make any sense to me, I'll tell you that. I feel like the time has flown by, very much like meditation. And maybe that's because of who my guest is. My guest is Angela Blue Skies, and she is a shamanistic musical healer. She's a sound healer. She's somebody who puts together glorious retreats in Peru, in Costa Rica. And she's offering you an opportunity to just put your toe in the water at the end of the month of May by signing up at her website for a free of charge 3-week sound healing course, let's say, or experience, I think she would prefer me to call it, on what that might mean to you. I'll tell you, if you're just tuning in, that I had an opportunity to spend an hour and a half in a healing sound session just a couple of days ago as Angela makes her Northeastern tour. She's one of the top practitioners in this area, and it blew me away. It was so wonderful. And that's why I had to have her on my show. So, Angela, welcome back. Of course, we'll give them your contact information yet again in a moment. But first, I was intrigued. At the very beginning of the show, you gave us a list of different things that you work with on your retreats. And one of the things you mentioned was shadow healing. Something new to me. I had not heard of that. Explain it to everybody so that they get a little bit of what you mean.
So shadow healing is something that I feel like is super important in movements that fall under the category of New Age. We tend to spend so much time as people on the spiritual path focusing on the positive and focusing on love and light, And even working with affirmations, trying to change our minds and get out of our stuck negative thinking. And one of the issues that can come up with that is that we get so stuck in the positive and trying to only focus on what is good and beautiful that we escape from the issues that are still beneath the surface, and we just kind of push them aside. And unfortunately, even if we're not looking at them, they're still there and they're still growing. And sometimes that can trigger us to have reactions to things, or it can just perpetuate some of the personal challenges that we have because they're not being dealt with. And so shadow work is a process. There are many processes, actually, that help us to look at those challenges in a really courageous and present way. One of the techniques that comes to mind would be soul retrieval. And it is believed in practices that come under the general topic of shamanism that soul retrieval is needed whenever there has been a big shock or a big trauma that causes some kind of interpersonal fragmentation to happen, like the loss of a loved one or an accident or really any kind of traumatic experience. And like soul retrieval is a process that is used to go and actually reconnect with ourselves at the time of that challenge and welcome it home. And so it may sound like an intense kind of process, and sometimes it can be, but usually people find that it's super beautiful, almost like caring for the part of themselves that was lost, like a child they're welcoming home. And so shadow work is necessary if we're really going to live in a place of deep connection to our highest truth and our greatest like soul purpose. We have to clear out the cobwebs that are within our own psyches and within our own hearts and minds. And shadow work really helps that to happen.
You know, I remember a book that was embraced by the whole New Age set, and in my mind it caused a lot of trouble. And the name of that book was You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. And it was actually prescribed by doctors for cancer patients. For whom it was actually.
Wow.
And boy, did it put a burden on you. Imagine not being able to have a negative thought. I don't know what I would do with myself. The fact was that what it created was a lot of self-blame. If you couldn't be happy, boy, there was definitely something wrong with you.
And I think by extension, one thing that comes from that is that people feel like they're responsible for their illnesses or they're responsible for bad things that happen in their lives, when the reality is things happen. We get to choose how we respond to them, but we don't necessarily get to control the entire universe. Like that's in my understanding as a healing arts practitioner, that is a part of the shadow. That's a part of the self-blame that's already instilled in us that needs to be addressed properly and healed.
You know, I was explaining in another session a couple of minutes ago, Angela, that I work with children who've lost parents. But what I didn't say was that this year I'm working with 2.5 to 4-year-olds. Usually work with kids that have a lot of verbal ability. And I'll tell you who we're worried about. We have two children who cry. They want their daddy. They want this. They want that. We're not worried about them. We have two children that no matter what you ask them, they'll tell you that they're happy. They have been programmed.
Yeah.
By their dad, who has kind of pushed away the issue of the fact that he's lost his beloved wife and he's a single dad, to the point where anything you ask them about, they're going to smile and say they're happy. Well, we had a breakthrough the other day. They were angry, and we were so excited, you have no idea. It was wonderful.
That's beautiful.
But we didn't know why.
Yeah, I feel like one of the shadows of the New Age movement is that we block out half of the feelings that are part of the full spectrum of human experience. And anger is good. What you do with anger is a choice, but feeling all the things, that's so important.
And they did good things with anger. We found out later on, we had no idea. We all recognized, because we're very deeply responsive to these kids, that they were angry.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it by growling and putting on different masks that they didn't use before and being more aggressive in the playroom and things like that. We found out that their father, who was the surviving parent, was away on a business trip this week, and they were responding to that. And when they left, it was wonderful. They took the little toy and they kissed it and gave it back to us. And that was a real moment of happiness, not a phony moment of happiness when they were all smiling
right.
and they weren't allowed to be sad or to miss their mom. So it has been such a pleasure to speak with you, Angela.
Thank you.
We have 1 second for you to, again, tell us your simple website. It's very easy to get to. Tell it to us once again.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to find out information about sacred music, sound healing, and ancestral healing, you can visit my website, angelablueskies.com. Or if you'd like to check out our retreats, you can find that at heartofthemotherretreats.com.
And see you guys. Wonderful weekend. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Perfect timing. Okay.
Thank you. The work that you're doing with children sounds so wonderful.
It is. I'm happy to hear about it. It's just a fraction of what anybody can do in the world. I'm not retired,
yes.
and I'm expecting to be in about a year. And then I'm going to take on
mm-hmm.
something else. I'm not quite sure. In addition, you know, but we'll see what. Anyway, this is great. And as I said, it'll be archived. It'll be on our website on Wednesday. But it'll be heard this Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Now,
awesome.
If you want,
Mother's Day.
Yeah, do you use your social media? Do you use social media?
I do, but while I'm on tour, it's challenging because I don't have access to they don't use the Internet every day except for on my phone.
Right, but I already, I think I told folks about the show already on my social media, but if you ever want to,
mm-hmm.
you can ask anybody to go to BizTalk. It's a free
mm-hmm.
app, and they can hear the show any place in the world, actually.
Cool. And is
okay.
there a way that I'll be able to, can you email me information about how to find this myself? I'm like literally
yes.
in my car all day, every day right now.
Right. But if you, we will. And also if you can remember the name of the show, Generation Bold Radio.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to generationboldradio.com, it says listen live. And you can just
great.
Listen on any computer.
Okay. That's great. And is there also a way that I can link to the actual file of our interview and put that on my own website?
Yes, because in a week it'll be archived. And all you have to do
and
is go to
archived,
Generation
Bold
Radio. Yeah, once you go to Generation Bold Radio, and you'll go, you touch listen to the or archives, you'll find your
mm-hmm.
show, and you'll link to it.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Great, and there's an independent
okay.
link just for that.
Yeah, there's an independent link just
awesome.
For your audio file.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. It was so beautiful.
Very good.
Thank
Take
you so
care.
Much
Thank
for
you. Have
of
a
me.
Good trip. Right. Bye.
Thank you. Be well. Bye.